the place where I want to be, which is in search and rescue, mm-hmm. and just being available during the times of the floods and the fires, then I'm able to do something for the community, not only my own community, but, you know, other parts of the country that are getting flooded and fires. So
that's marvelous.
It just feels like, you know, I can grasp that responsibility and just do what I can.
Wonderful. So no wonder we are at the Simon Fraser University. And also the host, it became a student and coming back, graduate very shortly. And that is marvelous. It shows, you know, this station, Free Voices, no matter what age you are, no matter where you are, no matter what nation or background you have, we are all a student. We are learning from one another and we are achieving the purpose and the mission of our goal, basically. That is fantastic. That is beauty.
Yes, for sure. And a big shout out to the staff here at CJSF 90.1.
Absolutely.
Right.
We have our station manager. We thank him for all his dedication, hard work.
Yes.
Also, Kanavar, who was in my stead while I was gone. He was helping us out greatly with our program and running the keyboards and everything.
Amazing.
Yeah. And also, Jesse. He's been always there and been a rock for us, too. We also have Nicole.
Yes.
And she was always around and supportive and been a good influence on us. And also
Daniel.
Daniel. And some of the other volunteers out there, Priyanj.
Yes.
There's some.
And Elizabeth as well. Yes.
And Elizabeth also.
A student of political science and graduate from Simon Fraser University as well. Yes.
And also a big thank you to Charlotte, who's sitting here with us.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Yeah, I really appreciate this, though.
Yeah, so it's been a very marvelous teamwork effort, and I'm just so grateful and thankful that, you know, we were able to continue, even though I wasn't able to be here. I was able to, like, throw in some songs and suggestions and stuff. And it was great. So we're going to carry on with our program. And coming up next, we'll be speaking with Shkwait Shakhlach. But first, we're going to play his song of the week, which is from Tia Brazda. And the name of the song is called Cabin Fever Lockdown Remix. Enjoy, everybody.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. The days are long, get home and the nights are gone. Feels like the time is flying by. I know we got things to do, but I got a plan for two. Romance don't have to cost a dime.
It's all about you and I, you're making my temperature rise. I've got cabin fever.
All right. That was Tia Brazdak, Cabin Fever, and welcome everybody back to Free Voices. And on the line with us, we have my brother Shkwaich Shakhlach from Kwaishkana, BC. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, and he's on a great recovery. This was about 6 years ago now that he got knocked down by it, and he's still surviving and being a great influence to myself and many other people out there that know his history and story. So welcome, Shkwaich. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm alive and kicking. Getting better every day.
Wonderful.
That's awesome.
Hello.
Hello, and we have our subject, and it's on steadfastness, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Steadfastness. That's kind of like, when you put blinders on a horse. You're just focusing. You're not getting distracted by what's on the left or what's on the right. You just see straight ahead, and wherever the reins is telling you to go is where you're going. And that's for us Homo sapiens, the reins would be our goals and aims in what we want to do with our lives. And as long as we have the steadfastness, that's just being unwavering in your thought patterns, your beliefs, the way you do things. And working to get your goals, whether it be spiritual life, getting up at work, making sure you have a bit of money to maintain your well-being. So when I think of steadfastness, it's something we gotta work at, and like I always harp on is positivity. Well, you could go into a pessimistic, but you're just gonna bog yourself down. So it's best to be positive in the way you said about going forward in life, because I do believe that's what steadfastness really is about, is forward, not looking back.
For sure, it's very valuable coming from a person like yourself that has gone through the afflictions of Guillain-Barré syndrome and also stage 4 cancer, lymphoma. Not very many people survive either one, let alone both of them at the same time. And this is something that I'm so proud of, and it gives me a lot of encouragement and energy to continue on. It's gives me no excuse to feel sorry for myself. In life, sometimes that's what happens to us. We start to look at our own little problems, and sometimes they're big problems, but it can cause us to feel sorry for ourselves. But if we have the mindset that you bring us and show us through positivity, and like you said, going forward all the time, That's something that shows steadfastness. And it's something that I really am very hopeful and grateful to have someone in my path that can kind of like generate and show me the direction that I should be moving towards and putting my energy towards, which is a lot of positivity and just growth and being able to go forward, as you say. So we really thank you for joining our program and sharing the words of your heart and mind and what helped make you survive the afflictions that you went through.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's like being a horse and buggy horse. Gotta have the blinders, so no distractions. You know, there's no rear view mirror to see when you got the blinders on.
Yes,
you know, that's looking at the past, and you know, when you look at the past, it festers. Brings up pessimism and whatnot, and we don't want that. We want to continue trying to make a better life for ourselves. So that's what I think of steadfastness. You know, and it was kind of like, you know, the school our dad ran. All the little goals we had to set, you know.
Yes.
Sometimes we would set them too big, and had to find our range. So that's my thoughts on steadfastness.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I just hope that, you know, that everybody will take that into consideration. You got to be positive. Don't look back, you know. That's what most coaches tell their track and field athletes. You know, if you're running a race, don't look back. You know, not only might you step out of your lane, disqualify yourself, but just that looking back gives the person behind you little bit more time to catch up because you're distracted. You're not being steadfast in your training.
We really thank you for joining us, and
so I hope everybody out there starts to focus on being steadfast. And I thank you, that you guys there, brother, and Fima, and all the rest there
thank
on
you.
The mics, and those in the background, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you 1,000-fold.
Awesome and beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us, and we're going to have to say bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and we'll be right back.
Are you someone or know of someone who is affected by vision loss? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind. From technology training to public awareness to, most importantly, peer support, these are just a few services they offer to help their members achieve their full potential. Come see how we can raise their potential more by visiting ccbbcyukon.com.
Okay, we're back, and coming up next, we're going to be interviewing Lady Fima here, and first, we're going to play her a special song called Star Beast, and it's called Fuzz Dragon, and we're going to listen to that, and we'll be getting to Lady Fima. Enjoy, everybody. Thank you. right, we're back. That was Star Beast and their song Fuzz Dragons. And as I was just mentioning to you guys, I got flying on my brain. So I also wanted to give a shout out, a special shout out to Matt and Tay, and also Trey. Trey was our assistant instructor there, the one that I forgot. But a big shout out to them. They're all very special individuals at BC Helicopters, and just wanted to give that shout out to them. And so we have Lady Fahima, and we want to hear from her about our subject, which is steadfastness.
Steadfastness is just a belief or cause, loyal commitments, like a rock firmly fixed in place. And this is the meaning of the steadfastness. And physically, what I witness, these are one of the individuals that I witness is Charlotte is with us, and the respected listener across the country and outside of the country and at the reservation, indigenous people, the landowners of the country are witnessing and listening to this program. This program directly is a live show. And Charlotte generously, with her own timing, who is present with us, she's sending it direct to China. China is visiting this program live as she has organized it with the studio. And this is such a privilege. From young generation, they put their attention for the great cause and the positivity and the harmony and the peace that we are working very hard to reach the voice, our voices. Please allow me just, I have arranged the significant interview for next week, Dr. Hissam Nozari. Dr. Hissam H-E-S-S-A-M Nozari, Dr. Nozari, N-O-W-Z-A-R-I. He is at the Beverly Hills. Internationally, he's been recognized leader. And previously, he has been director of the University of Southern California. And he has his own clinic at Beverly Hills in Los Angeles. And he is kindly accepted the interview to have his interview next week, next Thursday. And it's such a privilege and honor he accepted to be with us with the Simon Fraser University, Free Voices. And we can recognize, we can really welcoming him for his acceptance to be with us for that interview. And he is the founder. He is a genius guy. Even his title, his educational, doesn't fit at any chairs because he's so giant. He has a PhD and graduate from Belgium, and also he has PhD in France in biology, health, and science. And he also has been the founder of the bone, the founder of TAPE, the founder bone grafting dentistry in Taiwan. He is amazing soul. Please search him on the YouTube. He has research. He has his own research, publishing the book, videos, seminars, interviews. I am just powerless, basically, and speechless about his giant education and devotion. He is extremely humble to accept it, to come by his voice to this station, because he works and he recognizes humanity. no matter how much he has reached, the degree-wise, he's so humble, he's the world achiever, and he is giving back to the community in diverse and universally. And this is so significant to have him for the next interview, and also is going to be sent direct live to China as well through Charlotte. Mm. And this is significant time, and I'm just so privileged to be at this time of this unique, universal, peaceful, and exciting year.
Mm. Well, it is very good demonstration of steadfastness, like for you to pull in these great and marvelous guests and achievers. We've had Dr. Akvan, who is an international law lawyer from
United Nations. Yes.
And we've also had the architect,
Mr. Sapa. The architect,
yeah,
yes.
Who built the Lotus Temple in New Delhi, India.
Yes.
And these people, they're great people. They, you know, they're very busy, and yet they've honored us by coming to our humble little radio station and shared with us. And it takes very a lot of dedication to humanity to come in and speak on some of the big topics of the world and make a difference and influence people all over the world. As we always say, you know, we have our listeners from all over the world, and we know we're making a difference, and it's just a special time that we're able to come here to CJSF and share and encourage each other as fellow human beings on this world to operate and become better stewards of the world, to make a positive influence. And we just really thank everyone for coming and joining us and encouraging us to continue on. And
Chief, excuse me, maybe for a 2 minutes, Charlotte has something about the subject that she can share with
us. Yes, absolutely. Go for it.
Oh, I'm just like thrilled to be here, actually. Each time the topics are very different, but this is the first time that I met Shiv, and I really love your hosting style. Mm. I just felt like, you know, being able to hear all those people that are a lot more senior than me, and also you're from First Nation, I do want to have to be in my show and to share with our audiences, especially from live streaming, like Chinese audiences over the world, that knowing a lot more from you to knowing the First Nation people and in Canada, right? Mm-hmm. And we also have like a big Chinese community here in Vancouver, not just Chinatown, but also Richmond, like people all over the world here, also including the Western audiences, that knowing more about it. So yeah, just super happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, yes, no problem. Thank you so much for joining us. And yeah, we're looking forward to doing some collaboration works. And
yes,
all the best to everybody out there. Yeah. We're going to be wrapping up our show very shortly. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and listen to us on Free Voices on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back.
Do you know what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
All right, we're back, and we're going to let you guys all go with some Andres Segovia and his rendition from a composer, Torobia, And the song is Fandango, Fandangolia. So have a listen. Enjoy, everybody.